Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. Shuckers back at it after a wild win last night. It's time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we're joined by the manager, as always on Fridays, Mike Guerrero. Skip, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
How you doing after these last three games? It has been a wild and wacky series here in Montgomery.
Well, yeah, doing great. You know, when you have competitive games, players learn how to play the game the right way and see when you made a mistakes. There's going to be usually costly, so it's important for them to, know where they are in those areas.
You talk about resiliency. This is a team that has battled again and again and again. They lose the lead three times last night, but they come back with four runs in the ninth inning. How fun was that to see from the lineup?
Well, that's one of the most important things, being able to be resilient and when you have a chance offensively, take advantage of it.
This is also a lineup that's hitting 1 through 9. The run scoring has been off the charts, which has to make your job pretty darn fun to fill out the lineup card every day knowing 1 through 9 is all hitting well.
Well, you know, that's a credit to our Chucky and Correa and everybody that contribute, Knicks and all of them have done an amazing job trying to get all things together. And you know, and as a team, you got to give them credit. The guys are starting to buy in a great approach and hitting the ball in the middle of the field and see what it takes you.
Does that make your job easier or harder to fill the lineup card on a nightly basis with the team as hot as it's been?
Well, I think we're trying to give everyone a certain opportunity to contribute, and some going to play more than others, depends on priorities and all that, and that's just part of it. But it makes it fun when you know you can have a good lineup out there and be able to be productive and hopefully we're able to catch the ball defensively.
Talking about being productive, 7-plus runs in 7 of the last 8 games, second most runs out of anybody in AA over that stretch. What has been the most impressive part about this big recent stretch of offense from this team?
Well, the one thing is that we have improved a lot is in an approach, in understanding ourselves individually. I think that's the most important thing, and we continue to be aggressive in the strike zone, and it's showing up.
Almost 90 games into the year for a lineup that is still the youngest in AA, yet they're putting up numbers like they've been playing for way more than they've been in their careers. How much fun is it to see that growth from this team and to see guys really get comfortable at this level?
Well, I do think the best baseball we haven't play our best baseball yet, and I think just watching the development and the improvement that each individual has done, is really cultivating. So we're looking forward to the last day of the season and see where we at, and hopefully we're on top in a lot of areas in a lot of statistics and. You know, the development of these guys is really important.
And it seems like every single night you're hearing about a big guy in the system, whether it's in Carolina, Wisconsin, here in Biloxi, or up in Nashville. This system is absolutely loaded. How much fun is it to see guys top to bottom just producing in big ways?
Well, it's important for the organization. It's important for players individually to, perform to a higher level. And, the bar has been set. We have a really good team in the big leagues. The reflections go from all throughout the organization. The bar is set higher. And we need to get better, and so we can continue to be better in the big leagues.
You talk about the big league level. Last time we talked in this office, I was asking you about promoting Abner Uribe to AAA. He's now throwing 102 in the big leagues and striking out Bryce Harper and Nick Castellanos. How proud does it make you to see him light it up in the big leagues?
Well, that's what everything's all about. It's a pride of our organization that when we're able to do those kind of things, makes everyone proud as our organization. And not just one person individually. A lot of people contribute to Duane Uribe and for Uribe to be successful in the big league at this time. A lot of people, were on his boat and contribute to all that.
Carlos Rodriguez gets this start tonight. He has been another guy that Lake Avenue Green Bay just lit up this year. The ERA is under 3, 100-plus strikeouts. What's been the most impressive part that you've seen for his growth this year?
The ability to navigate through lineups. I think with a pitch count, that's, I think, is a point that, you know, that ability is showing off, and he's able to do it, and, you know, it's, that's fun to do. If you can navigate through lineups with a minimum pitch count, that's, you know, some way somehow it develops the mentality of trying to get the guy out as soon as possible so you can go deeper in the game.
Well, Skip, thanks so much.
Thank you.
This has been today's pregame interview. It's the Shuckers and the Biscuits at 6:35.